Roman Reigns, the guy with the biggest pecs. Roman Reigns, the guy who has lots of sex. Roman Reigns, the guy with the wettest hair. Roman Reigns, the guy who just doesn't care. Roman Reigns, the guy with a lot of class. Roman Reigns, the guy who will kick your ass.
Nelson Press Podcast, Episode 19. We are recording on November 26, 2015. I am the creator of the FullNelsonPress.com, the unofficial WWE webcomic. My name is Brandon Kirkpatrick. You can find me on Twitter at Johnny_Tango. I'm here with the newest playable character in Super Smash Bros., Pete O'Brien. You can also follow him on Twitter at MVPete360. And, of course, you can follow the show at TFNP. Pete, how you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, WWE would like to introduce to you its worst product ever.
Oh my God, it's so bad. It's so bad.
Starring such jobbers known as The Undertaker and Kane, and burying such great players like Kevin Owens and Dean Ambrose. And you know what? WWE creatives got two words for you. Suck it.
No. They already have a strategy.
Told us to suck it.
Yes.
F this.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what?
They totally told us, like, we'll get into it. It's going to be a good show, guys.
Okay, so we're a week behind, folks.
We're not a week behind.
Just listen, though. We're a week behind because you messed up, remember? And then I thought about it, and I'm like, why can't we take a week off? WWE's taking a fucking month off of writing.
Dude, they've been taking all year off. All year. This year has sucked. And it's sucked.
God.
Hey, Pete.
What?
What are you thankful for?
Nothing. Iowa just lost in basketball, too. I'm even more mad. I'm more mad.
So we're recording this
on
Thanksgiving. I'm stuffed. I've gone to two Thanksgivings. I have the diabetes.
Is it possible for you to be stuffed?
I feel it, but I could probably eat some pie right now. I could definitely eat some pie right now.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm. So today we're going to review Survivor Series. Cannot wait. We're going to discuss Raw. Lana has heat. WWE sucks. And Mick Foley lost his smile. So why don't we just start off right away with Survivor Series? Wow.
I just want to put two middle fingers up. I don't want to do thumbs up. It's middle fingers.
I have to say, man, this was a really good live event. Oh, wait, this was a pay-per-view. This wasn't a live event.
Yeah, it was a great house show.
Yeah, it was a great house show. I mean, I'm speechless right now to how...
I hated it.
Oh, my God.
I had no words except for, I hate this. Period.
Well, so we start off with the kickoff match. Did you watch this? Because I didn't. I didn't get home in time to watch this.
It happened.
All right, so the only thing I could take away from this is Goldust returns and then immediately gets eliminated. So.
Yep, it was stupid.
Why? Why?
We joked around about how hilarious it would be if a Survivor Series match was in the pre-show.
Right.
Oh, wait, they... did it.
Oh, my God. So Goldust gets eliminated, which is stupid. Why? I mean...
why bring him back to get eliminated?
Right. And the only other...
why bring him back to have him do absolutely nothing important? Oh, my God, WWE. You are stupid.
And he's not even in the following night's Raw.
No! Oh, no, he was.
Was he?
Yep. He was there. Remember you did that little tag match? Which was forgettable.
We'll get to it. No, that was a good match. That was actually pretty enjoyable.
Shut up.
So we're moving on to the semifinals. Roman Reigns versus Alberto Del Rio with Zeb Coulter in his corner. This was a slow and grounded match.
Which is what you want out of Roman Reigns.
Yes.
Joke.
I got to say, man, this was, and I knew this was going to be a bad match. It was so bad. The only thing that was good about this was Reigns does this sit-down powerbomb, and which prompts his JBL to say, that was at Raw he did that. I'm sorry. Maybe he did that.
It really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Where
so
he did
at
it.
One point, either out Survivor Series or Raw, Roman Reigns does a sit-down powerbomb, which prompts JBL to say, the average person who wants to try that at home, it's impossible. Then the complete silence, and then Michael Cole just awkwardly is like, I would suggest that no one does this at home. Leave the moves in the ring. Which was by far the best part of second best part of Survivor Series, was JBL asking people to try to do moves at home.
Oh, my God. Survivor Series, you suck.
So, Roman Reigns wins. We get next to a dreadfully awkward interview with Roman Reigns. It was stupid. It was bad. And we get another match, Dean Ambrose versus Kevin Owens. This was a good match.
Yes, this was a good match.
This was a really
predictable
good match.
Mm-hmm. Predictable. Absolutely. That's the problem. It's not saying these matches that they're putting together are bad.
Right.
They're just too damn predictable.
Right.
We knew it was going to be Reigns and Ambrose. I'm glad Kevin Owens and Ambrose put on a sweet match, but what? We knew.
Pete, really, I feel like you're already at a 10 right now.
And I'm so pissed.
We're already maybe 6 minutes into the show. Take it down, because it's going to be a long one.
I could stay at a 10 this whole show.
So, the Chinlock City was one of the best things out of this match, other than Owens telling Cole to tell him to stay down.
And the diet, Owens diet sign.
Oh, the sign, yes. That was a pretty good sign.
I had to clap. That was great. That was great. That was a good one.
It was a good one.
Whoever did that, that was awesome.
I told you we should do Block Owens Block shirts.
I'd be down. Kevin Owens rules.
Yeah, he does. Dean Ambrose beats him, though, because...
because we knew. Yeah. We knew that's what was going to happen.
Right.
We knew it.
Right.
That's what made it a bummer, and that's what made all Survivor Series unwatchable.
Because it was so predictable.
Yeah.
It was. Other than this gem, we finally get revealed our Survivor Series match.
Yeah! On Survivor Series. You know what? F you, WWE.
Right.
It's a pay-per-view called Survivor Series. We had no hype for this.
None.
This was stupid.
Right.
Yeah, I'm still at 10. Don't care.
All right. Yeah,
the dog in the room right now is just staring at me like, Pete's really mad about wrestling. And I'm like, yeah, I'm really mad about wrestling.
Sitting there, and honestly, the dog's just like, why is this guy even a fan anymore?
Because,
I mean, really. So next we have the Omega, I want to call it. Super Omega Awesome Survivor Series. Ryback, the Lucha Dragons, and the Usos. Surprise, surprise.
Did we predict that?
We did.
We predicted
on a show that no one listened to because it did not record.
We called
versus,
that match.
Versus New Day, Sheamus, and Wade Barrett, which, yes, we completely called that.
We called that whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's how sad that is.
Right. We did get an amazing opening with the New Day, of course, with this beautiful mane that Xavier Woods has on his head.
Xavier Woods, just keep doing what you're doing. Because
right? You are the
rest
only
of the
one.
Product is bullshit.
Right. You, are the only one that's just shitting gold every Monday night, man. Like, just keep doing. Have you watched his YouTube video, Up, Up, Down, Down?
No.
If you get a chance, it's pretty good. He just does Let's Plays with other WWE stars. One time he had Stardust on because they were playing the Star Wars Battlefront beta. And Stardust, Cody Rhodes, he stays in character the whole time, but continues just to keep giving out ridiculous Star Wars knowledge this entire time. It's a fun YouTube channel to watch.
I will have to check it out.
I would. So right away, Barrett gets eliminated. Uso follows Jimmy. Sin Cara follows after that, and then Big E gets eliminated. Which, and I'm only going through this because what's the fucking point of even talking about this stuff? Because it was such a stupid match. The only part that gets interesting is when Big E gets eliminated, and then New Day just proceeds just to just take him and carry him out, leaving just Sheamus in there.
Yeah.
So, Sheamus is left against Jey Uso, Kalisto, and Ryback.
That's what I thought.
Right. So they win. They win. I don't even know what to say.
Like, there was three left.
Yeah, it was dumb. Nothing memorable about this match. I completely forgot about everything. I thank God that I wrote all these eliminations down because I don't remember anything else that happened in this other until the point New Day left. It was dumb. So next we have the highly anticipated Charlotte versus Paige in the WWE Divas Championship match. This was an alright match. This was actually a pretty brutal match until the end, I will say.
It wasn't bad.
No.
It wasn't bad. I will say that. It at least had a story. I think that's the only match that had a story. I think that's the only match that actually put an effort into being like, whoa, these two are going at it.
Right.
They did a contract signing. They actually had a little rivalry. Like, I don't care. I thought the Wyatt Undertaker buildup was bullshit.
Bullshit, just like the match, and we'll get there. It was a good match up until the end where they're trying, and I see why they did this because of Raw now. They're trying to do this whole, like, Paige or Charlotte was too close to the ropes, so it doesn't count as a tap, but, like, fucking A. I mean, just using logic, Paige could have easily at any point just put her hand out and could have touched the rope. She was so
close.
That
ending was bad.
So bad, man.
So poorly acted. It looked like Days of Our Lives.
There was at one point we saw Paige scooting away from the ropes.
Yeah.
It was stupid. It was dumb as fuck, man. Like, I'm trying to be the positive guy here. And there will be some positivity I'm going to talk about. The power of positivity that still is in the WWE. There still is light in the WWE. But, man, there's a lot of shit that we got to stomp through to get there.
Brandon.
What?
Don't lie.
No! There's still some hope. There's still some good things happening in wrestling.
Yeah, okay.
I just want to enjoy wrestling again.
I do, too. God. And if our show wasn't doing so mediocre, I would stop watching.
I want to take a moment here and thank anybody who's been listening.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for all the support we've gotten. This is episode 19. I think we're doing good. If you think we're doing bad, comment. Fuck off. But if you're doing good, comment too, right?
But if you really think we're lying to you, I think we're the most realistic wrestling watchers.
Right.
That, you know, come on.
We are the best watchers out there.
We really watch a good wrestling show.
We watch the shit out of wrestling.
Change of notes right now, just so we can have at least a little, like, happiness.
Okay.
My dog is cleaning himself, and it's kind of awkward.
I don't know how that's happy. I don't see the bright side in.
I just really don't know what to think. He's mad about the Survivor Series match.
What's his name?
His name's Samson.
All right, so Samson's now part of the show.
Samson,
what do you think? Quit. What do you think of Raw?
He's going back to licking himself.
Completely agree. Completely agree. That's a solid
and
statement.
And he yawned too.
So moving on, we get. I like the yawn. The yawn was a nice little effect. Tyler Breeze with Summer Rae versus Dolph Ziggler. This was a good match. I think they were going a little too fast.
They were
because it was a little sloppy.
And that match got announced without anything, like, they didn't. There were just so many. Whatever.
Alright, moving on. So, Tyler Breeze wins, which is awesome. I'm so happy that Tyler Breeze is going to win. I was happy with either outcome, but I was really pushing for Tyler Breeze to finally get a good W in the WWE. One good thing is he is the king of Cuteville. I think JBL called him that.
Yes. It's always been called
right,
that.
Right, so we've been going from the king of Cuteville to Chinlock City.
Prince Pretty. Also Prince Pretty.
That's cool.
You know, you ever think, like, do you think Ryder is a little mad that
Zack Ryder?
Ryder took his gimmick a little bit.
Absolutely. Just like how Brodus Clay is sitting over at TNA thinking, man, I really had a good thing going with that Hall of Pain gimmick I gave to fucking Mark Henry.
Yeah. Yep. But then they were like, dude, just be the Funkasaurus.
Just be the Funkasaurus, man.
Yeah, that worked.
We will team you with legendary Matt Bloom and Tensai. Take that horrible gimmick of Tensai, the stiffest gimmick I have ever seen. That was so unbearable to watch.
Well, whatever. I mean, the match is good. I'm glad Breeze got the win. That was sort of a bright spot. But right. Like I said, there's nothing to get invested in with these matches at Survivor Series.
Right. I completely agree.
Okay, so what was next?
Next was the with the big one, man. Undertaker and Kane versus the Wyatt family.
Bray
Wyatt and Luke Harper. So right away, the whole Wyatt family comes out, all 10 of them, and they eliminate Eric Rowan with a double chokeslam, and apparently now, like, it doesn't matter. Like, that's just, like, a double chokeslam, and you are fucking out for the night, man.
Yep, apparently... It's the most devastating thing ever to get chokeslammed by 250-year-olds.
I had an uncle that died from it. Like, we're still mourning that loss.
Yeah.
So, just like my uncle, this match was dead. It was dumb. It was stupid.
It was bad, and it showed the age of both Kane and Undertaker.
Here's the thing, man. I don't agree with that statement, because...
Yeah, you should!
I should, because of what we just saw, like, three... All right matches between him and Brock Lesnar. We've seen that this man can go to a 10. But when you put him in a match with people that we've seen the same thing over and over again, fucking A, we saw Kane just do the same fucking moves he does every Monday night. And I think just being that much of a lackluster of a match and not pushing anybody in that match, we got a shitty, slow, stupid match that made them
Undertaker, and then Undertaker couldn't pick up Luke.
Right.
He tried and botched it.
Right.
Undertaker just looked winded. He looked out of shape. Meanwhile, just sucked.
Braun Strowman is picking Kane up and throwing him into the announce table.
Yep.
A fucking beast of a man with a small face is just wrecking Kane.
Yep.
And here's the worst part.
You have a damn Undertaker and Kane win. That's stupid.
Not even that. What makes it worse is not only did they lose, that they won, but they pinned Luke Harper. Like, it couldn't even be like a full, like, oh, we got one on. Because God forbid we have Bray Wyatt lose to The Undertaker and Kane. We let him lose to every other fucking superstar on the roster. I'm heated. I'm at an 11. I want to come back down. Because now we have Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose.
Hold on one second, though. What? The entrance was cool.
It was the door. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was sort of cool. And then Kane blowing up. That was sort of cool.
Right.
But then it went on too long. But right when I saw the entrance, I'm like, this is stupid now. I just thought of this. Oh, Undertaker's going to win. But that entrance was cool. But this is also dumb.
It was very cool. It reminded me of Labyrinth. Good movie.
Whatever. So the championship match.
I have
a middle finger up right now.
I expect that you've had it up the entire time.
Oh yeah.
We have the main event now: Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose for the vacant WWE World Heavyweight Championship. I will have to say though, I thought this was a good match. I liked how there was no drama. They both were just like, let's put on a good fucking match. There was no like, I'm compelled because you're my friend. They both just started beating the shit out of each other, and I loved
it. It was a good match, but you knew it was happening.
Right. But let's just enjoy the match until things just go to shit. Because
that's the thing. It's hard to. Because it's so damn predictable.
True.
Like, it's beyond predictable.
Man, you're getting too deep into politics.
Sorry. That's what I thought about the whole thing.
No, I get it. But, like, me being a Roman Reigns fan, I was just enjoying the ride. I will have to say, though, Roman Reigns, fucking do more power bombs. He did a power bomb on Dean Ambrose. Such a fucking good power bomb. Do that shit, and that will get you over.
He did a powerbomb, and it's more devastating than his brutal, I dive into somebody's chest with my head spear.
Right.
He's going to break his neck doing that.
Fucking powerbombs, man. That's what does it.
Because he deadlifted him, didn't he?
Yeah, he deadlifted him.
He picked him up from the ground and powerbombed him. And I'm like,
destroyed Dean Ambrose.
Shit. Like, he's a beast.
He is.
Don't get me wrong. Like, and it's not saying, I'm not saying Roman Reigns is a bad wrestler. I'm saying The Undertaker was. I'm saying Kane was. But I'm not saying, like, Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose are bad wrestlers. Just a too predictable!
I completely agree. Here's the thing. It's his character, because Roman Reigns has the wrong moveset right now, and you're pushing him and just... giving them to us the wrong way, man. The only way shit works in wrestling right now is it to be fucking natural. Us enjoying Dean Ambrose as a character is because we really relate and enjoy that character. Anything you fucking force feed to us is just not gonna work, man. I'm sorry. And Roman Reigns is it. I mean, I enjoy the guy, but I know force feeding him is not gonna help his career. If anything, everything we do with these ratings now will just be, like, permanently just branded on a Roman Reigns, unless some fucking miracle happens with this guy.
Yep. So the match was good. We both agree on that. It was a good match, but you knew Reigns was winning.
Yeah.
So he wins.
Yep.
And they do this big celebration, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, it's not over. This is not over. And what do you know? Here comes Triple H.
Right. And I don't want to be that guy, but before Triple H even came out and with all that confetti, I was like, man, wouldn't it just be fucking cool if this is the time Sheamus cashes in with all this fucking confetti falling? So I kind of was like waiting for it to happen. Once Triple H came out, it kind of distracted me and I completely forgot about it. But Triple H coming down and doing this whole like, hey, good job, you know, like, dumb.
Yep. It was dumb. Then Reigns spears him, and I'm like, ooh. And then Sheamus.
Right. Like, I really enjoyed him spearing Triple H. I was excited to see, it's at the end, and then we get this bro kick, and things just go from really bad to really fucking worse. Like, how are you thinking you're going to get people in your seats with people who've been chanting, you look stupid for the last 6 months, putting all your eggs in a basket for this motherfucker?
Yep.
What are you thinking, man? Like, can Russo come back? I will welcome Vince Russo back into the WWE at this point, because I know he's got to, like, just do something different. Unless he does one match on a pole, then I'm out.
But oh, my God.
Anybody else?
Yes, it was dumb. Mm-hmm. What do you rate Survivor Series?
I'm going to give it a D. It was a great network-exclusive live event.
F. And if U was another grade, that's what it should be, because that's what the writers did to their fans.
So my rating is D, and Pete's is Fudge Umbrella.
Yep. All right. Yep. So... screw you. I'm still out of 10.
So I couldn't find it anymore. I tried really hard. I tried going through it. So there was a tweet from Road Dogg. Did you see this?
No.
Road Dogg wrote, because he was a producer on the show, that pretty much if you don't like it, watch something else. That was his whole big spiel, that if you don't like it, watch something else. And it has really pissed me off, because that's a producer saying pretty much like, we're just going to keep just doing this shit show, this shit carnival every week, and if you don't like it, go watch something else. And that's just a horrible way to fucking treat your fan base, because I'm not watching the WWE for the WWE. I am watching it because of the characters you portray. And if your fan base is just agonizing over just giving anybody a push that needs it in this fucking company, it's getting to the point where it's just an uphill battle I just don't want to be in anymore.
To me, it's just like, wow, screw you.
Right, fuck off.
I don't need to watch it then. Right. I'm fine with going to NXT and sticking with NXT.
Right. But that's the thing. They still get you with the NXT. You're still in the network. You're still...
I know. That's the problem. Yeah, and Breaking Ground is like one of the most real reality
I have not watched the newest episode, but it is so good. The first two episodes. The third one just came out. I haven't seen it yet.
But that's the thing. It's just like, if NXT wasn't on the network or whatever, and I could just tune into a television, my WWE thing would be canceled.
I agree.
And I'd probably be like, you know what, Brandon? We need to change our show to video games, because I hate this.
But all we would talk about would be Halo.
Oh, it's really good.
I really like Halo. I'm really enjoying it. All right, so let's move on to November 23rd, Raw, where all the heels hate country. We started off here with Triple H and Stephanie McMahon open up Raw. So, you know, it's going to be golden. They hate on the crowd because, you know, why not? Recap Survivor Series. Welcome out their new champion, Sheamus. Sheamus does the whole big, I am the next big thing. Thank God it's about time. I'm the champion and I'm a heel.
You were a champion when you were a heel before.
Right.
And I liked it. Because it caught everybody off guard. Nobody expected Sheamus to beat Cena.
Right.
That was good.
Yep.
you know? And then it's just like, you know what, whatever, Sheamus, just keep being a boner.
Right. So Roman Reigns' music hits, and he gets a huge pop.
Roman
huge
Reigns, guy who likes some sex. That song was great.
Dude, that song was awesome. I had it stuck in my head. I think I'm going to use a lot of that in the opening of this.
What I don't get, yeah, like you said it, though, he got a huge pop.
Right.
It wasn't a small little, like, woo. And right. Sort of booing. It was all favored towards
People
Roman Reigns.
Went bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
And I'm just sitting there going, wait a second. Wait a second. This is why they never go to Nashville anymore. Because their fans are really stupid.
Because there's a Donald Trump rally right down the fucking road that's getting the same amount of pops.
Yeah, it is. And it's just like, you just...
Right. So what better way to start off Raw than to do the same fucking storyline we've seen 1,000 times? Roman Reigns comes out. He is fucking butthurt because of what happened the night before, and he wants his title match tonight. And the crowd goes ballistic. We are getting a title match. We are not? We're not getting a title match tonight because the Authority denies it because why not get more heat because you need it, apparently.
Yeah. No! We're going to have a title match? No, you're not. Oh, right. Wow, that's surprising. Right. I didn't see that coming.
No, fuck it. And you know what? First fucking Monday after TLC, probably the same fucking thing as somebody who gets fucked over in some way.
I really, yeah, and I really wish the crowd would have just chanted, like, oh, no shit.
Right.
Oh,
I
no
wish,
shit.
Man, like, if they were in, like, Madison Square Garden that following night, dude, so much fucking heat on them. It would have been the same amount of heat that we would have seen the night after, like, CM Punk finally was gone.
Yup.
It was, I mean, seriously, man, if they weren't in fucking Nashville, it would have been just a completely different story. So, they deny Roman Reigns' rematch, and Rusev comes back.
Cool.
And really cool. Really liking this. The Authority definitely outsourcing for new talent. So he comes back, and we're going to get a match for Rusev versus Roman Reigns. I'm excited about this, and this is what I'm kind of talking about. I am enjoying the fact that we're seeing Roman Reigns versus Rusev. I'm excited to see Sheamus versus Roman Reigns at TLC. I think that's going to be a really good match. I think it is a good pairing. I'm just hating all the shitty creative nonsense that's just surrounding it and how we've gotten to this point is just so shitty.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can think of is the Authority inherits, like, Barrett, Sheamus, and Rusev.
Right, well, that's what they get, because...
And that would be somewhat cool, but I'm sorry. Rollins is gone.
Right, like, you can't...
This is bad.
Don't try filling that void, because we're already upset, because the only reason I enjoyed watching wrestling at this point was fucking Rollins.
Rollins was so good.
Good. Ah, man, dude. It's Iowa. So, next we get the Dudley Boys versus,
who did they fight? I forgot.
I think it was Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper.
Yeah.
Skipped.
What was the point?
I don't know. I really don't know. So, I think they're setting up a feud, actually. I think they're, which Dudley Boys
What's
versus...
The point? What's
yeah,
the
exactly.
point? The
What's
Wyatt family point? Lost to two senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point? I don't care. You buried the Wyatts by having them lose to fucking Undertaker and Kane. I'm sorry. When right. that happened, people now look at the Wyatt family and is like, what is the point of
right. What
liking
is the
them?
Point of getting behind these characters?
They're just going to keep burying them.
Yep.
So that match is bad.
Skipped. Next we have Sasha Banks versus Becky Lynch. This match...
This is bullshit. This is bullshit.
Take it away, Pete. Take it away.
This is bullshit. I will flat out say this was bullshit. One, because those two put on one of the best matches I've ever seen. Like, especially in this
not,
past.
Not on Monday.
No, but on Monday, it's Vince McMahon saying no. They only get like 4 minutes.
Only 4 minutes.
Don't give them more
and
than
not
that.
Not only that, like at one point, like,
we don't have time. We need to have recaps. And we gotta have commercial breaks.
Right.
It's so. It
I understand.
So
because,
brutal.
Like, I fucking skip every recap because I was there 30 fucking minutes ago. I get it. I had the attention span to get through 3 hours
oh,
of wrestling.
Shit.
Dude, come on. Just get it. We know what's going on.
They took it away from those two girls because they're good.
Yeah. So
Sasha Banks is really good, you assholes. Stop. Still out of 10. God.
I hope
we get to the point where we can, like, record this so people can see how fucking pacing right now.
Video? Well,
who knows?
Yeah, we don't know.
But okay, so this match was a bummer because, yeah, they got hosed.
Yeah, not only that, but they didn't even let anybody look strong. Like, Tamina gets a cheap shot on Becky. Becky, like, disarm her? I think that's her submission move on Sasha Banks. But then, like, Tamina distracts the referee, so Naomi's able to pull her out of the rope, I think is what it was.
Yep.
And then this gives Sasha a roll-up to win.
Yep.
So, did you see the post for Mick Foley?
We'll say that at the end of Raw. Let's do all of Raw.
Say that at the end of Raw. Okay.
Yeah, because, yeah.
All right. So, we go to commercial break, and then who comes out? The tag team champions on a broomstick and unicorns.
I like it!
Yeah, I did and didn't like it. I liked it because they did this whole big open challenge. I liked it because they did their whole promo with the hating music.
Was it really an open challenge? Because when I watched it, I don't remember them ever saying that.
It was. It was like this big, long, like, jamboree open challenge where that was the whole point of the promo, was to challenge somebody. But then because everyone came out and ruined their jamboree, they decided not to do the tag team. So the first people to come out to ruin this jamboree was the Luchadors, which the crowd
Lucha
is like,
Dragons.
Lucha Dragon.
What the fuck? You're in Nashville, and you're going to have Sin Cara say his line in English, and then his line in Spanish.
And it's just a takeaway. It's not needed. It's really not needed.
You don't need it. It was pointless.
It was stupid. I'm sorry if it offends somebody, but really, it's a takeaway. I would feel the same way if it was the other way around. It's stupid. It just takes away from you. It feels like you are breathing between lines, like that character in the wheelchair on Malcolm in the Middle, where they just talk and breathe and talk and breathe. It's like that.
Yup.
It's stupid. Plus, he sounded like he had cotton in his mouth the whole fucking time. Because the mask is just so horrendous. Yeah, yeah. So, Lucha Dragons come out. They sound like shit. Then, the Usos come out, and the crowd just goes nuts while the Lucha Dragons are just standing there like, okay, I guess that's cool.
Yeah.
And then they canceled the fucking Open Challenge Jamboree. I don't know if that's what we're getting, is we're going to get, like, a triple threat tag match. I have no fucking clue in any of the directions they're going right now besides Roman Reigns being number one.
Well, and I think it's funny too that people cheered really crazy for the Usos. And I mean, they're good. Don't get me wrong. I don't hate them, but bleh.
It's the problem with them is like, whoever
you don't
is,
get variety.
No, not at all. And not only that, but like whoever is the trending tag champion is most likely heel, and if they're not heel, they're fucking still, they're facing the Usos every other night, whether it's on Main Event or SmackDown or some bullshit like that. It's a filler. It really is. Yeah, the Cosmic Wasteland is something that I would totally get behind right now as a more dominant heel faction, but why do that?
No,
why do
because
that?
The fans would like them too much if they let them actually do what they did.
Right.
You know? So
I don't know. I feel like a good way to do this than what they did in the Attitude Era is they had a lot more people jobbing. Like, they had a lot of jobbers, full-time jobbers. And, I mean, honestly, man, bring up some people from NXT and let them lose. You know what I mean?
They don't have to win.
They don't have to win on Monday Night Raw.
They've literally done that. They've literally done that.
But I'm just saying, like, don't bring them up full time. I'm saying, like, just make it as appearance.
So you're saying, like, local talent. Like,
not local talent. No, I'm talking about, like, NXT or, like, Zack Ryders or David Antagas or people who aren't used very often. Throw them in and let them lose. So that way we're not seeing the Usos lose every night or seeing the stupid, like, no one gets a clean win anymore because we can't let so many people lose or look weak so often. So why not use that with talent that isn't on the main roster yet or is barely used, like David Antonga, and let these people lose so we don't have to see these stupid cookie cutter fucking endings. We can count on eight endings, eight different kinds of wrestling endings that you could get right now. That's just a random fucking number out of my hat, and I think I'm giving them too many. But, I mean, doing stuff like that would maybe be able to mix shit up.
It's fucking wrestling.
It's fucking wrestling.
It's been fucking brutal.
So, next, we have the man Gravity Forgot versus the man Gravity Bullied. We have Neville versus Mark Henry.
What? Why?
All right, like, when I saw Mark Henry come out, I was like, oh, who? I didn't see the other entrance. Who came out? And then once I found out he was the first entrance, I was like, ah, he's losing. Because he's the, that's the intimidating
Mark
factor.
Henry. Yeah, they're going to job Mark Henry. The
to who?
Pain.
To who?
The devil!
Oh, my God. The guy who's been just lukewarm and just getting mediocre wins and losses back and forth to the point that there's no point in putting stock in this character. Even him winning in this stupid way against Mark Henry with this cheap... I don't, it wasn't a roll-up, but it was just a cheap match.
There was no stupid. Point to it.
Mm-hmm. So after the bell, Neville quickly goes to the floor, gets his hand raised, and he starts cheering with the fans. Henry goes on the floor and extends his hand out and shakes Neville's hands and says he has a bright future. Neville, don't listen to Mark Henry. At this rate, you're going to be forgotten once Sami Zayn shows up. So,
yep.
Just honestly, like, there's nothing to do with your character right now. And I'm sorry, Neville, you're very talented. This red arrow you have defies physics, but I don't know where to go with your character right now. You're doing nothing. And I'm sorry.
Well, they didn't need to put a cape on him. That was dumb.
That was a dumb.
That was dumb. Right when they put the cape on him, and then when they started saying the man that Gravity Forgot, and I'm like, that's dumb. And then they said the new sensation. I'm like, that's dumb.
Right.
You all just basically ruined him by doing those three things.
You did
God, WWE, you're dumb.
As much you're damage dumb. As Sin Cara's lights did to him is the same thing. All what you just said there hurt Neville's character and will continue to hurt his character.
Yep.
So after this, we get a cool backstage segment with, I enjoyed this. Stardust was starting to do a promo when Titus Neal walks in. Apologizes.
Simple but hilarious.
Simple but hilarious. There you go. Perfect. Perfect way of wording this.
Yeah.
It was
cool
good character interaction.
Doing? Yeah. It just shows that Titus O'Neil can be used.
Right.
But, like, he needs something to, like, get a mean streak, like, flip a switch, you know what I mean?
He needs more moves in his fucking move pool.
And yeah.
So, after this, we go to commercial, but then we come back, and it's Goldust and the Primetime Players versus the Ascension and Stardust. This is actually a pretty intelligent way to build these up. Putting Goldust with the Primetime Players kind of fits their gimmicks, and the Cosmic Wasteland is nothing but awesome. And...
they're good!
Yeah, and this was actually...
God, they're good!
Other than Titus O'Neil just running train at the end of this match, this was entertaining up until Titus O'Neil taking over this. Did you see the belly-to-belly that Darren Young did?
Yeah.
That was fucking stunning, man. That was amazing.
It
fucking
was.
Awesome.
It was very good.
But then Titus O'Neil comes in and just fucking just runs around like an idiot.
Yep. It's... I like Titus O'Neil too, but come on.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Like, I just get to the point where I'm just like, okay.
Right. So Titus O'Neil wins this one. Cause.
Exactly. You built a faction. You got these guys actually working together good, and you don't have a win ever.
Just like, Darren Young's doing great, but he's just, there's nothing you're doing with his character. He should be higher up in the fucking roster right now. Same with the Ascension and the Cosmic Wastelands should be just destroying the tag team division right now. And
nope,
Goldust,
they can't.
Congratulations.
They can't. They got
right.
Three tag teams. They got three tag teams. Mm-hmm. They can't have four.
Right. There's only 3 hours in a night, man.
Yeah.
So... we go to another commercial break, and then we come back to another promo from Zeb Coulter. How the fuck is this entertaining? Like, how do you look at this and be like, people will sit and watch this. People will sit through fucking 10 minutes of just listening to this stupid, stupid fucking promo every night. It's the same thing every time, man.
What part? Someone in WWE's just got to be like, guys, maybe we shouldn't do this. Well, you're fired.
Right.
Wait, what? You know, like, it's dumb. It's dumb. It's cheap heat.
It's cheap heat. Exactly, man. And it's not even heat the way you want it. I don't even hate the character. I'm hating the product. You know what I
Yep.
mean? It's not even the fucking character I hate anymore. It's just, man, I just don't want to hear Zeb Coulter's fucking voice another night. One positive note from this, though. Jack Swagger coming out, man. Totally,
About
like,
time.
his lisp is gone. He's really better on the mic. A
His
lot better on
list
the
is
mic.
still there.
No,
His
it's
list's
not.
still there.
It's not. Okay, so it's still there, but it's
It's
still
not
not
as
as bad.
prominent.
It's not prominent. There you go. But, man, I got behind Swagger. It sucks that he's going to lose to fucking Alberto Del Rio at TLC, man. But I really hope, like, I'm wrong because this could be that door Jack Swagger needed. I could get behind this Jack Swagger.
I got behind. I never hated Swagger. I have his shirt.
Oh,
I
yeah.
like Swagger. I don't think he's terrible. You know?
I
But they're
like
just,
him.
I know it's just going to be one of those, hey, well, you're America and you're going against a Mexican.
Right.
Like, that's all it is.
Right. There's two outcomes to this, and neither of them are good. The first one is Alberto Del Rio wins because he's on a roll right now.
He
I don't
needs a
know
new
why.
finisher.
Yeah, he needs something new. He's doing
Remember
that
when
whole
we said
stomp in the corner.
we said we liked him winning by doing like the stomp and stuff, and I'm like, okay, yeah, that's cool. And now I'm like, okay, that's his finisher? That's stupid.
Isn't it kind of like Finn Balor's finisher, though?
No, Finn
What?
Balor goes to the top rope while the guy's
Oh,
laying down.
that's right. That's
This
right.
guy has to be in the corner turnbuckle and has to hold pull himself up on the ropes. Why would you ever pull yourself up on the ropes? You'd be like, oh, I don't want to do
Right,
this.
it's like the 619 effect. You're hitting the second rope.
Yeah. Oof.
move. So Zeb Coulter comes out, or Jack Swagger comes out, does the whole "We the People." The crowd got behind it. Moving on, we have the Divas title match again: Paige versus Charlotte.
Yeah,
This,
why?
yeah.
That's all
This
they had
match
it.
was, I mean, it was an all right match. They were definitely like just beating the shit out of each other, which was pretty entertaining until we get to this stupid double count out.
Yep.
Why?
What was the point? Why even
Right.
have the match?
First of all, though, could I just say, if this is planting the seed for a no disqualifications Divas match, yes, please. I will take that
If
at
they do
fucking
that, if
TLC.
they finally do something
Right,
clever,
because
no,
I'm
I'm not going to invest myself too much into it.
just saying, man, it's there. They were out, they were doing a lot of stuff outside of the ring. They got a double count out. It would be really cool. TLC is coming up where a lot of the matches are gimmicks, is if even if it was just a chairs match, no DQ match and a Divas match would be fucking awesome. And no better, what better people to give it to than Paige and Charlotte in a Divas title
Because
match?
you know they'd probably go all out for it.
Absolutely. You know people would be blading. Probably Ric Flair.
Ric Flair would be crying right away.
Oh my god, he would be bloody head to toe, man, by the time this match was over and no one touched him. Like, he's sitting in the commentating table and, like, JBL's like, Michael, switch receipts.
I hope. All I say is I hope. I'm
Yeah,
just gonna.
so the match ends in a double count out. After the match, we go to Paige, who sends Charlotte into the steel steps and then applies the PTO until the refs break it on top of the commentating table. That's, I guess, her thing now. I guess it hurts you twice
Yeah,
as
because
much.
it's so much danger. Like,
Well,
that's dumb.
you do have to listen to the commentating team as you're in the submission. I still think that's pretty hard to get out of.
Why don't she just frickin' spine, like, spine buster her through the table, and then I'll be impressed.
Did you just get a spine buster right there? That's what it sounded like.
Could you imagine? I just scratched my neck. Did I hit my mic?
It sounded like it. You're like, spine buster! And then it just poof. So next we have Heath Slater comes out, and of course this is the third time now we're having a character come out and hate on country music.
Time
The
out, though. Time
what?
out.
Okay.
Heath Slater is still on the roster. Bravo, buddy.
Yes.
Bravo.
We lost two people this week, man. Two people. We'll get there. But yeah, Heath Slater still on the roster, comes out, hates country music because that's all you can make fun of Nashville for, I guess. And
He's a woman, man.
Ryback comes out, just destroys him. Fucking moving on. So stupid, man. Next, though, we have Dolph Ziggler versus Dean Am or Dolph Ziggler and Dean Ambrose versus Tyler Breeze and Kevin Owens. What a good match. Such a good match.
Yep, it was. It was. I like it. I liked it. It was good. And now I guess, like, Ambrose is the number one contender for the Intercontinental.
Yep, that's which is cool. Tonight. Yeah, I'm super excited about that, even though we kind of, like, I even told you, like, this is everything that happened prior to Seth Rollins getting injured is just resuming for fucking TLC. Because why make up new content when you already have sheets of other old shit that you could just reuse?
Yeah, basically. Basically, that's all it is.
You're just giving the writers more days off for Christmas because they just fucking copy and pasted everything that was going to happen in Survivor Series onto fucking TLC. Watch us even get like a Survivor Series 5v5 match at TLC because they just forgot to delete that off the script.
Probably. I can see it because WWE, your writers are really stupid.
So again,
gosh, your writers are stupid!
This was fun. A fun match. Owens watches Breeze gets pinned. Which is good for his character. At least he stays in character being lazy. Mm-hmm. Then after that, back for the break, and Cole shows us a segment with JBL, El Torito, Mark Henry, and they're debating on
what
to eat for lunch. Dude, come on. We could do a better commercial.
Yeah, that was bad.
This was stupid. Just fucking cringeworthy. I don't even want to eat at Hardee's anymore.
Like I said, like I feel like whoever made like the vignettes, like the video packages and all that stuff, I feel like he left.
He did.
I feel like everyone else is so cheap and lazy right now.
Oh, man.
And
I feel like they found out they had to do that that Hardee's thing like fucking 3 minutes before they did that. They're like, shit, did you get that email? Like, fuck, we gotta do this right now. Who do we have? JBL, El Torito, and Mark Henry. I got an idea. Like, seriously, man, this was fucking horrible.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. Like, I just, ugh.
Right. Main event time, man. Main event. We're almost there.
Oh,
almost the end.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Rusev versus Roman Reigns.
I skipped a lot of it. I won't lie to you.
As soon as I saw Sheamus watching ringside, I'm like, it's just going to be a bad match. And it was. I was excited about Rusev and Roman Reigns having a good match, but once it started going, it was just like, fuck, man, this is just another match where they're slowly just letting Roman Reigns win. And it's just slowly killing me. But here's the thing, though, like, the crowd at the point was, like, really behind Roman Reigns. Maybe too behind Roman. And at this point, conspiracy theories started sinking into my head, and you planted the seed, Pete. I think they were boosting the crowd that night. Because they were too over. I was like, man, I can't understand how the crowd, with as much negativity as we've been hearing, the crowd being this over.
That's
I know Nashville isn't that naive, man.
And I know Nashville isn't that big wrestling in the wrestling. Mm-hmm. I just feel like the crowd noise has been boosted.
Right. It's either that or whenever we weren't looking, they just put Jerry Lawler's face up on the Titantron.
I just feel like maybe they, no. No.
Yeah.
I just feel like they're just adding crowd noise, not nearly as bad as SmackDown. SmackDown's crowd noise that they add in the booths.
Yeah, that's obvious. Yeah.
That's really obvious.
But
I do feel like they're doing something. Like, I feel like someone's back there just putting a little audio through the TV. And I was like, fuck you, wrestling God.
So Roman Reigns is the winner because Wade Barrett interferes. This is cool. In the sense that now we finally know it is going to be back to Rusev, Barrett, and Sheamus kind of being together, which I do enjoy. I'm very behind that group. It's just like, man, like, how are we going to get behind Roman when we're just getting this shit? Until Roman Reigns just goes fucking crazy with the chair. I liked that part. That was probably...
At least they got a chair.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Considering Roman Reigns' biggest feud this year has been the Money in the Bank briefcase.
Yep.
Let's see. Two cash-ins on him, plus someone threw one at him. So he's had a rough year with that case. So who is your stud of the week?
I really want to say...
Say it.
I want to say nobody?
You're wrong. Roman Reigns, stud of the week. Really looked like he came out on top this week.
If I'm looking for the stud of the week, maybe, you know, maybe it's Swagger coming back, I guess. I don't know. Fuck it.
Stop it. It's Roman Reigns.
No, I'll flip a damn coin. I don't give a fuck.
Well, who's the dud of the week?
Everybody. Writing.
Okay.
The creative. WWE creative. You are the dud of the week for being the worst, most predictable, most bullshit two shows I have ever seen.
Right.
You suck.
Dude, man, it's just... 5 weeks in a row of just complete horseshit. Like, this stuff has just sucked. It has sucked, man.
Sucks.
So my dud of the week is just the WWE. It's just...
It sucks.
Mm-hmm. So now do you want to talk about Mick Foley?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I think Mick Foley probably made the most realistic point. Now, all right, granted...
So I just have an excerpt here from him. I just kind of shortened some stuff up. I will read it off here. So he wrote on his Facebook... Six months ago, my son and I traveled 12 hours to watch Sasha Banks versus Becky Lynch at NXT TakeOver, one of the greatest women's matches of all time. Last night, Sasha and Becky were given 4 minutes. At a time when WWE desperately needs to make new stars, when they need to give wrestlers with talent the opportunity to break through, they gave Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch 4 minutes. I turned the channel and watched a pretty good football game instead, and I think I could get used to watching football on Monday nights again. Finally, he said at the end of his very long rant, which you can find on his Facebook page, fully stated, "So please, WWE, next week on WWE Raw, just give me a reason." Now, this one of the coolest things about I think this was USA Today picked up this story, which I think is good news for wrestling fans. I hope. But I know how fucking stubborn Vince McMahon is, and God, man, what do you want to say about this?
He has really good points. He also said in there that it's hard for fans to get behind these characters because you just job them for no reason.
Absolutely.
He said, "What's the pro?" And something I've been saying: what's the point of promoting these NXT stars if you're just gonna job them?
Yeah.
When they are stars in NXT and you just job them. There's jobbers in NXT. Why don't you just have them come up?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Completely agree. Completely agree.
Just do that.
Right.
Like you said before, it's stupid. It's really stupid. Like, why are you... Mick Foley made all good points. And like I told you, dude, if we didn't have this show, I'd probably be done.
So he's doing it for the fans. He's doing it for you guys. Man, I really hate to be this negative because I hate just ranting for an hour. I really do.
But dude,
it is. We
have to be positive.
I understand. No, completely. I can't. There is some positive. Like I said, I am excited about seeing Sheamus versus Roman Reigns. It's just like how we got here, man, and just the current state of the WWE. It's unbearable. It really is. And I say that as just a wrestling fan and just wanting it to be better. I mean, so one other thing. Raw dropped under 3 million views. This is the first time they've done this since they permanently went to the three-hour mark in 2012. I cannot confirm this. I do not believe it, but a lot of people, I've seen it on news sites that have said that this is the worst they've done since 1997. I don't know if that's true or not, but, I hope they see this. I hope they see how bad their fucking viewership is, because, like, if you keep showing like this, man, you're gonna, I don't know. I don't see it being on fucking USA any longer.
I hope it does get bad for him. I really do. I don't care. There's too much good talent on there that you tell me you can't write a good story. Like,
right. I can believe
holy shit. I just watched NXT last night. And that hour show, I was pulled in.
Was that the match?
They even had Eva Marie and Bayley.
Did that match happen?
Oh, my God. So, I'll do a little recap for you quick.
I'm excited.
They had a ref, and then Little Nate, Charles Robinson...
Wait, I think I saw this.
Comes out to supervise to make sure nothing goes wrong, where you get that sort of like, oh, what the fuck? So, like, crowd was like, are you serious? You're gonna let her do whatever she wants? And so, the match happens. Eva sucks. there was three people in the front row reading books. It's great. She lost, thank God. But I was like sitting there, I'm like, I hate Eva Marie, but that was clever. Like that was cool. They had Emma jump Asuka because she was supposed to fight Dana Brooke. That, I was like, okay, good. Good. Emma just got some heat. Like, good.
Right.
The Vaudevillains had a match against Dash and Wilder. It was all right, but it was a good match. It wasn't, like, outstanding. I think the Vaudevillains and Blake and Murphy have way better chemistry, but the Vaudevillains are great. Dash and Wilder are great. Like, there's things in NXT that are happening that you can see, like, I see Triple H going, this makes more sense. The only thing I noticed about this show is they started to do that jump cut a lot. They started to do, like, the cut to this, cut to this, cut to this, cut to this, cut to this. You know, like, just have a camera on it so we can watch the match.
Right.
And then there was the contract signing between Finn Balor and Samoa Joe.
Finn Balor's dead now, right?
Samoa Joe, Balor calls him out. He's like, I'm going to beat you up, blah, blah, blah. Samoa Joe walks out, signs the contract, turns, and leaves. I'm like, what? That was awesome. So that's Balor's hilarious. Walking out. Up there's Joe. Jumps him. And I'm like, that. I was like, holy shit. They just did way more storytelling right there than WWE has done with anything this year.
I want to say this, though. Wrestling's Raw's ratings still better than TNA's Best Night.
Right?
Some other news here. Let's see. ZZ is injured. Did you see this? He was injured at the WWE Performance Center in Orlando during a training session. He's expected to be out for at least 6 weeks. It was described as a case of miscommunication, but most of the blame was put on ZZ for not paying attention. There's definitely a feeling among some that ZZ does not have a very bright future in the WWE.
Okay, what gave that away?
Right. Well, we wish you the best, ZZ, and we hope you retire soon.
ZZ, just go home for a while. Mm-hmm. You're 19.
Yeah,
and don't really, get in man, shape and leave. Like,
and he won't do it, man. He's like, he knew he was coming
because the people want me here. Shut the fuck up, right, dude. Nobody wants you there.
Right.
That is bullshit. You think those numbers? Like, the only people who voted for you were probably the only people in your fucking town watching Tough right. Enough, because nobody watched Tough Enough, because that was brutal.
I watched
Breaking Ground, and when I watch ZZ, I want to punch him in his head because he has no respect for the business.
No.
He doesn't deserve to be there. There are guys there that actually do deserve to be there that aren't getting chances. The only reason he's getting a cheap pop is because of Tough Enough. Fuck you, WWE. Fuck you again.
Pete, you're
back to a 10.
He's back to a 10, guys. All right, so next, did you hear that Lana has backstage heat? Apparently because...
Yeah, I read that.
She's, because of her real-life engagement to Rusev, and I guess she got in a Twitter war with Paige, and there's been some other comments that she's, I guess, made online. So I guess she has really big backstage heat right now. Some saying nuclear, I'm saying that's just a tagline. My biggest thing is like, why does it fucking matter, man? Like, even Reese sells tickets, and she's a dumb bitch at backstage, and so many people hate her.
Yeah, but
Lana sells tickets, she's going
to
be over.
Here's your problem.
Okay.
WWE was writing a storyline with her and Ziggler. She hurt her wrist. So it's not like, you know, anything happened there. So the story is still going that Ziggler is still with Lana. But then you go to Instagram and she's there with the engagement photo.
I get that.
And then WWE's like, oh, you fucker.
Right.
We actually wrote something creative and now you're... Damn it!
Right, it was their big storyline pitch right now.
And
it
really was. And so I can see why WWE is being mad at that. Mm. I could see her being done. I could see it being over. Okay. I read some of the tweets between her and Paige back and forth, and I was just like, I don't care.
Right. I don't see her being done, but I do see her definitely, like, this has been a wake-up call for her of, like, this is how shit happens. Because, honestly, like, she really did fuck over a major storyline going on, but we've seen worse from other people that are still in the company.
Yeah, Heath Slater.
hey, he is innocent. He was proven and said he did not choke that woman in that hotel in 2011. That is not true.
Oh.
So right now we're just going to mourn the loss of two great talents in WWE. Solomon Crow has been asked to leave, was released from his contract. And Brad Maddox was fired for calling a crowd of the live show a bunch of cocky pricks.
I saw that, and he was the turkey that got tombstone.
I know, man. Like, dude, he fucking Brad Maddox. I get it. Calling people cocky pricks is edgy. It's a lot better than what you're fucking doing right now.
Yeah.
But I mean, what am I gonna say about it?
Solomon Crowe asking for his release makes sense. He's
good for him.
Useless on the NXT. Just go to TNA and be a champion.
Right, just go somewhere and excel. Because I saw him do the hacker gimmick, and I like that. He did like he's done like six gimmicks with the company, and nothing's sticking, and it's not his fault. So why not ask to just leave?
Yeah.
Dude, that's the Full Nelson Press podcast episode 19.
Okay, well, to send us out, I have a great idea for our fans. Okay. Do All your right. best turkey impression. Okay, yeah, no, do it. Do it and actually care. What the hell type of turkey are you trying to call? What
I don't know,
the
I'm
fuck
sick.
Is that?
Okay. It's a dead turkey. Gobbles.
Wait, hold on one second.
You do one.
I don't know if I can do a turkey noise. I can't do it. You just sound
See?
Stupid.
Making fun of me.
I just want to make sure you sound
stupid. You're dumb.
You're dumb. You're WWE creative. Oh,
that hurts.
That's an insult.
That gave me heartburn. That hurt so bad.
All right.
So, well, Pete, what are we gonna name this week's show?
I named a show last week and we didn't get to use it, so I'm gonna use it now.
What was it?
Survivor Suck Face series, because it sucked.
Survivor Suck Face. I like it. So, thank you for listening to the Full Nelson Press podcast, episode 19.
Have happy holidays.
Yeah, I guess. Thank you for everything that you do for us, which is little whispers to the duckies in your ear for at least an hour a week. If you're listening to this or watching this, I guess, on YouTube, don't forget to like our video and subscribe. If you're listening to us on iTunes, again, subscribe and make sure you leave us a review. That helps us out a lot. If you're on Stitcher, and Stitcher is your fancy, give us a thumbs up. If you are, you can find us on any kind of social media site. We're on Facebook, Wrestling and Leo, Tumblr. Just search the Full Nelson Press on any kind of social media site, or just go to thefullnelsonpress.com. I also have a weekly WWE webcomic that we do there. Last episode, I talked with Ed the Cartoonist, and we did a really cool Star Wars poster, which you can go check out there. And you can also find all the shows on thefullnelsonpress.com. Pete.
What? I fell asleep during that set.
What?
It was
You're
a lot
stupid.
Of talk. It was a
you
lot
was.
Of talk.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
It's the turkey. It's the turkey. Oh, man.
I can't do a turkey.
All right.
I can't do it.
Well, folks.
Suck a butt. Suck a butt, everybody.
Yeah, bet. We'll be right back.